What I want to talk to you today about is who can imagine a king. We're gonna look at this, but I want to start off with the God of wonders thing. It's God of wonders, plural. He has a lot of wonders, right? And this, the line says, He's a God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You know, and I think when we think of that, we think of Him way, way, way out there, not just our, just way out there. But I want to kind of project that in a different little look. What if He just doesn't limit to the galaxy? What if he could just do anything He wanted to in your life, and He ministered in my life, and He did wonders and wonderful things, plural, in our lives? Has He ever done that? Has He ever awed you? Just, whoa, wow, that's pretty awesome, Lord. Has He ever done that to you? Yeah, sure He has. He does because He loves us. Here's one of the wonders that He did is this baby thing. You know, who would have imagined a king coming as that baby born to peasant parents, most likely very illiterate, wrapped in rags, birthed in a stable? Who would have ever imagined that? And so as we decided that our theme this Christmas would be Who Would Imagine a King, I let my imagination run. And it probably didn't go as you would think. My imagination went to more in this area, in this thought, who could imagine a world without our King? And I was thinking, whoa, what would that be like? For example, of what religion would you be? Would you still be like the Greeks prior to Jesus coming? Would you maybe worship, you know, Zeus or Atlas and Ashtaroth and all those Mercedes and all those girls? Is that what we would still be doing? Or maybe you would be a proselyte into Judaism. Is that what maybe you might do? Or how about maybe you'd be a Hindu? Hindu, you know, and chant to God. Or maybe you'd be a Muslim. Maybe you'd be a radical Muslim and fly jet airplanes into buildings or strap bombs around you and explode them in populated areas full of hate and vile and violence. Is that maybe what you would do? Who can imagine a world without our King? What would that be like? What about our country? What about America? What would America be without our King? Would there even be an America? What would that be like? Who would be the world power? Would it be Rome? Would the Roman Empire still be the power? Would we still have Caesars? Who can imagine? What would that be like? Maybe, you know, Nazi Germany or Imperial Japan. If there had not been a Christian America to battle that darkness, they probably would have been ruling and we'd be all under Nazism. Or what would it be like? Who could imagine? Who would imagine a world without our King? What would that be like? What would people be like? What would you be like? Would you be mean, vicious, and vile? What would it be like? What kind of boundaries would we have? What kind of boundaries would we live in? Nothing to control us or tell us, or if it were, it'd be something wild or crazy. I was even thinking, you know, who would imagine a world without our King as far as women go? What rights would women have? You know, Jesus was kind of the leader in women's rights. Would you still be kind of just a little more valuable than a cow? You know, that's what they would do, is they would auction women off, sort of, to the highest bidder to birth babies, cook. That's what their place was. Who would imagine? Okay, what guides would we have? What would guide our lives? Who would imagine? You know, the Bible tells of a time when they had no king in Israel. And, of course, this is a humanity or human kingdom thing here, but it gives us an idea of what it might be like without our King. So let's take a look at this scripture. It's in the book of Judges, chapter 21 and 25. It says, At that time, there was no king in Israel. And what was the output of that? How did that roll out? People did whatever they felt like doing. Whoa, that sounds like that'd be fun, doesn't it? But you know what was the most chaotic time for that nation? They just did whatever they wanted to do. The person with the longest spear, the biggest knife, the biggest gang ran everything, took what they wanted. You know, the apocalyptic type movies, they attempt to portray to us what it would be like in that kind of a world. And the big gangs and the biggest guns take whatever they wanted. They ravaged the land. For example, if they could outpower me and I had a house or some money, they could take it. They could take my wife. They could take my daughter. And there would be no penalty. Who would imagine our world without a king? What would that be like? You know, even atheists and God haters and Jesus haters wouldn't like a world like that. But yet they refuse to even realize that we have the world that we have because we have a king, because of Jesus. But they don't want to understand that. They don't want to go in that direction. They would cry and mourn and weep and wail in a world like that. They wouldn't want that. Who would imagine? Who could imagine a world without our king? It'd be chaotic. It would be horrible. And you know, this whole thing about Christmas is kind of a wonder of God. You know, he sends a king in the form of a baby. A baby. You know, he turns chaos and confusion upside down by a baby. A baby. A crying, helpless, dirty diaper, totally dependent baby. Who would imagine? Who would imagine that God would bring salvation to the world, as we saw on the lighting of the candle? You know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. Who would imagine that that's how he would do it? Who would imagine the love and how the love of God would be displayed to us? See, before Jesus, God was some vicious God that only would talk through priests and prophets. He didn't really like people. He just gave sacrifices and offerings to him so he'd leave you alone. But Jesus showed us something different through the love of God, through a baby. A baby. Who would imagine his love for you and his love for me? He saved me. Not through a big battle of angels, a dramatic battle between angels and the devil to save me. That's not how he saved me. He saved me through the name of baby Jesus. Because there is no other name under heaven by which you must be saved. Who would imagine a king? Who could fathom the wonder of it? God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You know, they say there's a war against Christmas. Doug was talking about it a couple of weeks ago. Like that's something new, you know, that this war against Christmas is something new. That's not new. Evil has always hated Christmas. Evil has always hated that baby. And the reason that is such a battle, Judy and I were talking about this, and it's not in your notes, but this is just a neat thought. You know, there's no real war against Easter. You can go anywhere you want to and stick up a cross on Easter. Nobody has a problem with that. But you stick a nativity scene in the middle of town and see what happens. There's a war. There's a battle because evil hates, detests this baby. Why is that? Why is that? Well, you see, approaching God is kind of frightening. When you approach God, it's a little scary. But nobody fears when they approach a baby. There's no threat there. So we approach that baby every year at this time. People all around this planet are approaching this baby because it's just not threatening. And whether they realize it or not, no matter in some form, in some fashion, and in some way, God is drawing them through that baby. Who would imagine that God would do it that way? Who would imagine a king? There's a thought, too, that I have on this wonder, this God of wonders thing. This story of the baby is pretty interesting. It's pretty amazing. And something that I find hard to imagine is the aspects of the shepherds in there. And when Faith sang that, that's what I wanted to sing. I wanted it to, instead of say, when the wise men came, I wanted it to say, when the shepherds came. And that's why she did it. But this shepherd's thing is kind of amazing to me. I mean, who would imagine that the first people to hear about God coming, you know, about the Lord coming, who would imagine that the first people to hear that would be shepherds? And outside of Joseph and Mary, the first people to see God come in flesh, Emmanuel. Why shepherds? What's up with that? Who would imagine that? So I want to read a part of the Christmas story with you. It's going to be on the screens. And I just want to go through it and look at this aspect of the shepherds here. So it says in Luke chapter 2, verse 7 and through 18, we're going to be reading. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. They were so afraid it hurt. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you shepherds. I bring you shepherds. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. It's going to be to all people, but I'm bringing this to you. For unto you, shepherds, is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, shepherds. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us, as shepherds, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing, this wonder, this amazing thing which has come to pass, which is the Lord, which the Lord hath made known unto us, us shepherds. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad. Shepherds did that. Made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it, what'd they do? What'd they do? Wondered. The God of wonders. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. This is an awesome story. You know, we think of shepherds as this sweet additive to our nativity scenes and to our Christmas story. But it wasn't that way then. You know, shepherds were not sweet additives to anything then. They were the lowlifes. They were the castaways. They were the bottom of the bottom. They were the folks that would not hold a job. They were the rejects of society. If you wouldn't hold a job, you could become a shepherd. In our society, they would be the potheads. They would be the dope addicts. They would be the street people, the people who refused to work. If you were running from the law, you could be a shepherd. You could be out there and get you some change. and not have to worry about the law catching you. They were the bottom of the bottom. They were the unclean by religion. They could not come into the temple to worship. They were outcast. Outcast. But God, in His wonder, selected shepherds, the bottom of society, to be the first to hear and the first to see, outside of Joseph and Mary, the King, God come in flesh. Why did He do that? What's up with that? They were the first to hear, they were the first to see, and they were the first to be entrusted with the message that God in flesh has come. We have a Savior. Why did God do that? Why not kings? Why not queens? Why not noble people? You know, Herod wasn't even told by the angels. He was the most important person around. But not even Herod was told by the angels. The Magi had to tell Herod, and they had to figure it out for themselves. It wasn't given to the wise and the prudent. It wasn't given to the kings. It was given to the shepherds. Why? Here it is. You see, the news of the King coming is for everyone. The news of the King coming and God coming in flesh to reconcile man to God and God to man is for the bottom to the top. It's for every one of us. Nobody's too good. Nobody's too bad. It's for us all. And every single one of us should be entrusted with this glorious news that God has come and that God loves us and that God wants to have a relationship with us. God came to save us from ourselves, as Terry says. God came to love us. And if He loves shepherds and He entrusted shepherds, then you can be confident that He loves you. He loves me, and He's entrusted me with that same news. God has come. He is among us. He is with us. And He's given us a wonderful message to proclaim to people. How have you done with it? How have you done with the message that God's given you? I've done pretty well. I've done pretty well. Sometimes I get amazed at who hears things I've said. Who reads things I write? In fact, sometimes my email just takes off, and I'm sure that some of you got some emails from me this week. Yeah, I didn't send those, but anyway, I don't know why that came to me. I just needed to say something. But at any rate, shepherds. Isn't that amazing that God chose shepherds? It's a wonder. You know, it says, and they that heard it wondered. They tried to imagine a king. Who would imagine a king? Now we try to imagine a world without our king. Who can imagine? Who would imagine a world without our king? It's still difficult today to try to imagine a world without a king. The song has this line in it, and this is where she put the line prior to this. Said, when the magi came, or the wise men came, and she put in their shepherds. But here's what the song says. And the angels were singing your name, that what? That the world would be different, 'cause you were alive. That's what heaven stood still to proclaim. Who would imagine a king? I want to tell you, the world is different because He's alive. The world is, what would it be like without Him? It was difficult then for them to imagine. It's just as difficult now, even though we've got all of the understanding that we have of what our world would be like without our King. People still struggle with imagining our King. How about you? How about you? Where are you concerning Him? Do you understand Him, that He's come, that He came in a baby, as a baby, and that he's king. You know, if you do struggle with it, I just want to tell you to do what those shepherds did. Just go. Go and see what God has told us and shown us.